and shine, Atlanta. It is day two of the SEC Media Days. For some, the first, but for us, we've been here the whole time, and we will be here the whole time, broadcasting live from the College Football Hall of Fame. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She's the queen of tofu, the founder of Allie's Army, the first lady of Atlanta baseball on a magical night for it tonight, as we will host the All-Star Game live at Truist Park. He is Abe Gordon, the worst app dating man known to man. He is brutal with his app. He doesn't even know what his flex is on his dating app, but we love him anyways, Mr. Abe Gordon. And we throw in the most vanilla man in radio with the worst wave in radio, Mr. Dylon Dylan Matthews. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah, we're back for our second day down here at SEC Media Days. I feel like yesterday morning we had that nervous energy. We're like, okay, we got to get set up. What do we do? What do we do? But we know the lay of the land now. We know where we're set up, and we are just ready to rock and roll this morning.
Yeah, for the most part. I'm going to have a talk with someone in charge here because, you know, we're supposed to have access to rooms at a certain time. And then they want to give us a speech on how we shouldn't be in here. And I'm like, that's not how this works, bro.
I'm going to be honest. I'll tell you what I want access to. There's a refrigerator that we're supposed to have access to, and I didn't walk by it yesterday. We were brought water for a quick moment. There are waters in there. There's a Diet Dr. Pepper that's got my name all over it.
I didn't think you would do that to yourself.
I almost uncorked the door. I didn't know. I didn't expect it was going to be locked.
Is that on keto? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. It's carb-free. You're good.
Okay.
But you're doing a – are you running today?
No, I'm going to run tomorrow, question mark,
okay.
Late night, midnight. We'll figure it out.
I was going to say, the carbonation will really hurt those long runs, Abe, but you know that.
You're going to run at midnight?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
I actually read something that a real broadcaster should refrain – from drinking carbonation before their show or during their show.
I already chugged down a full energy drink while sitting on 285.
I mean, that's why some people, during their shows. Also, it's not good for your vocal cords, Allie.
No, it's not good for your vocal cords. I was told a long time ago, if you're going to have coffee too, no creamer, no sugar, because that will make you salivate. So now I am a black coffee drinker like a psychopath. But we have so much to talk about because so much happened at SEC Media Days yesterday. We're going to play back some of the audio because things got interesting. And I know you guys have some interesting takes on it. We've also got guest after guest today. Heather Dinich will be hanging out at 8:20, Pat 40 at 8:40. I swear that time was booked just for me to say that. But look, it is SEC Media Days, so people will be stopping by all day. So that is probably not all the things that are going to be happening, and things may get moved around. Just move along with us as we bring you the notables here at the College Football Hall of Fame. I also want to point out 7:40 today for Mike Dupp. Abe is taking over. It is Abe Dupp today, and it is Top 5 Tuesday. Abe, I don't know if you are ready for this smoke. I mean, it gets pretty controversial with Top 5 Tuesday. People come at you when you put together a top five list.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. I actually put together two lists. They're kind of in the same ilk, and I can go with whichever one you want. One of them I don't think will catch any smoke. That's how perfect, strong a list I have.
Oh.
And it's not like I just don't think it's that controversial. The other one I created, but it was more like Squid would definitely look at me like, that's the most Abe list you could possibly come up with.
That's what I want, though. That's what we want.
So I have both options. We can either get both lists out there, or we'll talk about it in break and figure out where we want to go. I'm ready for it. Like, I've seen some of the lists that especially that guy back in studio has put together.
Dylan.
And it's just like, what's the thought process? Like, what are we doing?
That means you got to witness greatness, Abe. I don't know what you're trying to say.
I witnessed Jazz Chisholm in the Home Run Derby take swing and miss. That's what you did all your list, Dylan.
All right, you know what? I'm going to stop you right here because while I understand how bad Dylan's lists were. You're not going to sit here and take shots at him because you literally made two, and you want us to decipher which one we think makes you look the best? Is that what I'm gathering from that?
I think
they're both
impeccable.
No.
It's inarguable.
That's what I'm gathering, Bo.
It'll be the first time in the history of this show that a list has been unarguable.
Well, that debate is going to happen at 7:40 today. We'll see if it's inarguable or not. But yes, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is here in Atlanta. It's happening tonight. We have all the festivities covered as we broadcast live from Murph's in the Cobb Galleria Center. That's wall-to-wall All-Star news, previews, and special guests. It's all brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. If you're headed to Fan Village, stop by and see us at Murph's all day through today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of the All-Star Game, I know we're probably all a little bit tired from staying up last night and watching the Home Run Derby. We have a new champ, the Big Dumper Cal Raleigh.
Yes, it's Cal Raleigh, not Cal Riley.
I did hear that this morning.
Yeah, I heard it yesterday afternoon as well. People better start putting some respect on this man's name, because the Big Dumper, not the Big Dumber, as Dylan wrote on our show sheet. So this man is being disrespected all over our own radio station. But look, the Big Dumper, he put on the show. I said it Saturday. I said it yesterday. I thought he might be one of the favorites, if not the favorite, and he delivered. I think one of my favorite parts about what Cal Raleigh did, excuse me, did last night was in that first round, he switch hit. You know, he went from both sides, and I think he hit 10 from the left and a 7 from the right, or flip it, whichever. But I thought that was cool. I enjoy seeing that part. He's not the first guy to do that. But I was very once you got to Matt Olson, I was very not only proud of our fans for the support they gave him. It was a packed out Truist Field, by the way, or Truist Park. I was so happy with our fans showing up. And then I loved the little run he got on. Maybe a little late, but he did go on a run, Abe.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things here. For Cal Raleigh, he's been the slugger of the first half or up until the All-Star break in all of Major League Baseball. That doesn't always translate to home run derbies. It certainly did for him. And, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, the guys I was interested in. Obviously, his name is in the relevant discussion there, but I was interested in a couple other guys. I didn't know what would translate for Raleigh. It certainly did. When it got serious for him, he stuck to the left side. He didn't go back to right hand once he got to round two and in the finals. So congrats to him. The thing about Olson is it kind of goes how most of his season goes,
it
right?
It really did.
It's one of these things where everyone yells because nothing's going on with him. All of a sudden, he's hitting bomb after bomb, just like in season when he's just on one of those streaks. He unfortunately went back into a cold streak when he needed to stay hot there when he went into the bonus round. Didn't quite get there. But we were texting as a group, and Dylan involved as well. We were just happy to see him, and Bo used the right words in the text group. He put on a show, and there was some real concern, like in that first 45, 50 seconds, you're like, oh, man, what are we going to watch here? Not in front of the hometown crowd. He got going. He got going in a big way, made it super entertaining, super energetic there for the last minute 10, minute 20 of his initial round, and then you're just trying to see if he could get there in the bonus round. Ultimately, he couldn't. Question for you guys. Does MLB have to have him go last?
I think it was for us because they know we're going to stick around to watch because he's our hometown guy. I think that's why they're having
him. I think
he
has to go last, right, in the first round, because if he goes like third and puts up like 8, the energy level for the rest of the first round, I think, gets removed a little bit.
Well,
I think he has to be saved for last, right?
That
which is a ton of pressure.
Sure, I guess. You know, or you just look at it; it's home field. I mean, it's his place. He should go last.
Yeah,
I do believe that the first round should not end at 10 o'clock when it starts at 8.
Bro,
I know.
Here's the deal. You know, selfishly, yes, for me, but also, you know, there are little kids out there that maybe they're not going to make it to 10 o'clock. I understand it's for the West Coast, but nobody in L.A. is staying up to see Matt Olson himself hit, right?
So let me just follow. Would you have felt different if Ohtani was hitting?
That he would have stayed up for it?
The L.A., from the L.A. perspective.
Yeah, but that's 7 o'clock out there, so they're not having – it's not a big deal for them. I mean, technically it's starting at 6. It's starting at what? 5 for
5,
them.
Yeah.
So I guess my thing is I don't really care about the West Coast because I don't live there, okay? And I they get it. they get something we don't get when football season rolls around. They can wake up at, like, 9 a.m. on Saturdays and watch football all day long.
Well, I think even better is their night of football doesn't end at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
On Sunday night.
So
Monday night.
But, we're getting a little off. I just was very happy, even though he didn't advance, that he went through a string where that park was electric because he was just – I mean, and he hit – you know, he didn't pull as many of his home runs as I thought he would, and it did lose him some distance because he was going dead center. But, man, he hammered some balls.
He really, really did. And there's a lot to unpack with the home run derby, whether you stayed up to watch all of it or not, because I know it did go pretty late. O'Neal Cruz hit a 513-foot home run, which was just absolutely insane. We're going to unpack more of this as we get into the show, but coming up, this place was pretty busy yesterday. Lots of things from day one of SEC Media Days we want to cover with you as this morning gets underway. So we'll get to that next. It is the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.